thank you for joining me in this video. My name is Simon Osmo, and I'm going to dive straight into today's question. So, you could only choose one, having a fixed post security team or a team that is allowed to roam. Which one do you choose and why? Now, I asked this question in the YouTube community, and I asked this question in my Facebook group that has over 1,000 members. If you're not in our Facebook group, please consider joining. It is Worship Security Academy on Facebook. So at the end of this, I'd invite you in the comments to share your answer. What would you say is best, having a fixed post security team or a team that can roam? So let's go into what people said. So on Facebook here, we had a heavy emphasis towards roaming patrol as opposed to fixed post. And I guess I should give my definition of fixed post. I would say fixed post as in you are stationed at a door to the church, you are stationed at a door to the sanctuary, you are seated in a particular place to observe and report, or you are seated next to a pastor to respond. So that is what I would call a fixed post. For me, roaming patrol would be someone that is either maybe given a designated area or has permission to walk around the church in a hopefully a methodical way to try and identify behaviors that could be outside of baseline, unattended items, to greet people to the church, to welcome them, and just be on hand in a safety and security capacity. What was interesting, let's go back here. What was interesting is when I asked the question in the YouTube family, in the community tab, and if you're following us on the channel, please go to the community tab because I post a lot of questions, comments there, the things there that will help you. It was almost very similar. 81% here said roaming patrol also. I guess when I look at this, and again, there's the black and white people, you're going to come out, but again, drop your comments below. These are good questions to engage. I think for me, where would I go? Think of events like Jack Wilson at the White Settlement or West Freeway Baptist in White Settlement, Texas, where the assailant got in. And we know Jack Wilson did an incredible shot to take down the armed assailant, but he got inside the church. The Dylan Roof, the Charleston mass murderer who killed 9 during a weeknight Bible study. On a Wednesday evening, he got inside the church. When we look at the mass murderer at Southern Springs, the First Baptist Church, the assailant was there before and got inside the church. I do wonder if stationary at fixed posts for me, is that going to give us more if we have people that are trained in observation, that trained on what to look for? We're going to greet every person that comes in. They're going to reach out their hand and say, welcome to Westwood Community Church. What brings you here today? Big smile on their face and engage that person. Could we stop the danger before it gets inside our church, knowing that a lot of the church data says, particularly on these shooting incidents, that things start in the parking lot? So I may lean more towards having a static post, people to observe, as opposed to people roaming. But is there a wrong way? Is there a right way? No, because in reality, you would have both of these. But you've got to draw a line in the sand and say, what is it? What is your view and opinion here? What I often like to do is also ask a question of my LinkedIn community. I have over 6,000 followers on my LinkedIn page. And we go back that between the church side, between YouTube and the Facebook group, heavily went towards roaming, most probably in the 85%. But when we look at the data from LinkedIn again, interestingly, a lot of secular people follow me here on LinkedIn. The percentage isn't quite as high. Yes, it's 67% roaming, but there's still a fixed percent. So again, it's an interesting data mark that says maybe outside of church safety and security, people might look at things slightly differently than what we do, but some interesting data there. So there's no right way, there's no wrong way. This is just a conversation starter. You can only choose one, a security that are a fixed post or security that are roaming. Wherever you are listening or watching, please join the conversation. Which one do you say and why? Please articulate your views and we'll make sure the conversation is very respectful. Now, before we leave, I want to remind you about our decision decks that we have. We have six different decks. I have the threat assessment deck in front of me. Each deck has 60 scenarios. They're great for one-on-one. They're great for using them with your team. People are using them for interview questions. People are using them for tabletops. I encourage you to check that out. I will drop the link with decision decks below. But for now, I will leave you with that question, fixed or roaming patrol. Your opinion is your own, but I would love to hear it. My name is Simon Osimo. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with you today. But now, you stay safe. Have a blessed day. Until next time. Take care, everybody.